being referenced on an iconic Canadian satirical show wasn't exactly on Brent Rubel's 2023 bingo card when he was aiming to break the Guinness World Record for longest distance traveled in a pumpkin boat. But that's exactly what happened last week when the CBC's long-running show, This Hour Has 22 Minutes, saw an opportunity to mention Rubel's accomplishment while also teasing the Sioux. A man from Sault Ste. Marie has paddled a giant pumpkin 23 kilometers down a river, said cast member Mark Critch. It's an inspiring story of the lengths people will go to escape from Sault Ste. Marie. The clip made a significant impression on social media, particularly through TikTok, where the joke has garnered more than 360,000 views. As a fan of the hit show for nearly 30 years, Rubel couldn't believe it. "It was awesome," he said. "I grew up watching This Hour Has 22 Minutes with Rick Mercer. I remember sitting with my parents watching it and it was hilarious, even as a kid. That's how I would get my news." While the pumpkin paddler found the joke to be incredibly funny, bantering about the efforts people make to leave the Sioux sparked dozens of comments from viewers who genuinely agreed with the sentiment. "Sault Ste. Marie is Ontario's armpit," one woman wrote. "The area is beautiful, but the city is not," another man commented. Rubel told Sioux Today that any publicity is good publicity, but reactions like those ones can admittedly be tough to read for someone who believes in his hometown. "It was a hilarious clip, but when I saw all the comments, it kind of got real," he said. "Some of the comments got kind of dark and bad for the Sioux. You can't please everyone, but I want to give the haters a bit less ammunition." It's been a busy year for Rubel as the local geologist is eyeing next year's vacant chief administrative officer position with the city of Sault Ste. Marie. From environmental consulting and entrepreneurial endeavors to business advisory and leadership work, the adventurous Saltite believes his range of experience and tenacious spirit would make for a positive fit at City Hall. "The Sioux's great, but there's a lot of work we can do to make it better," he said. "Those comments on that video were just another reason I'm glad I applied for the Sow job." As reported by Sioux Today's David Helwig last month, city councillors want a risk-taking, social media-savvy Sow who can contribute to solving hardline issues like homelessness, affordable housing, and downtown development. Up to the challenge, 35-year-old Rubel believes he fits those qualities and then some. "I'll do whatever I have to do to help this town, and if it's in a Sow job, even better," he said. "People can't afford to live or eat, people are turning to drugs, and we've seen so many violent events. It's so sad to see, and there are things I want to do to help. I know it's human nature to keep thinking it's getting worse and worse, but I honestly think it is getting worse," he added. "But we have some great, passionate people working for the city, and we need to encourage that instead of trying to extinguish that flame. In Sault Ste. Marie, we're not deterred by hard work or taking chances. It's part of our identity." Malcolm White, the city's current Sow, will retire on January 31, 2024. Applications for the position close on November 8.